All right, Sudan is here in the chat. Yeah, so if we make you a speaker, go ahead and say what's up, say hi. Go ahead and say
Hey
what's up.
guys,
Missouri.
what's up? How you
What's
doing? How you feeling today? Fine.
up, man? What's going on, Sudan? How you doing? Wait, just hold on. Before we get on started on road, is that how you pronounce your name?
Yeah, Sudan.
Sudan. Okay. Hi, Omo. Me and my admin, they worry you. I bet.
Why?
We just
Why?
wanted to make sure that's how you pronounce it. That's it.
What was the mistake y'all was making before?
Not really a mistake. I was just like, all right, for sure. I've never met anybody named Sudan, so that was a
Oh, I feel
and that's
special.
your real name.
That's my real name, yes.
Oh, that's lovely. I love that. I love
Thank
that.
you. Thank you.
Hi, good to have you on my
Hello.
space here. So
Thank you
before we
for having
start,
me.
ladies and gentlemen, give it. I want to see the emojis, the love emojis, okay? If I say ladies and gentlemen, I want to see the love emoji, like show love. Why are you people like this? I want to see everywhere love, love, love. We have the beautiful, oh my goodness, yes. We have the beautiful, amazing, talented Sudan here today with us. You know, she's going to vibe with us. She's going to give us some freestyle. You know, you're going to learn more about her, and you have to support her. Keep supporting, keep streaming her music and everywhere. So yeah, let's
Yes,
get
please.
this party started, okay? So yeah, Sudan, it's good to have you here, okay?
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I know this Sudan is your stage name. Will you please introduce yourself properly to us, your new audience, your new fan?
Hey guys, how you doing? I go by Sudan the Yorubadi, but Sudan is really my real name. My whole name is Sudan Oluwadumininu
Oh wow,
I'm a
lovely,
Yoruba
lovely,
babe.
lovely.
Yeah.
You're a baddie, you're a
You're a
baddie. Cool.
baddie. Hello.
Lovely. That's cool, man. So where are you from? Like, where are you based out of? Are you in Nigeria? Are you in the States? Where are you from? Nigerian American, I be. So are you in America? Were you born here? Just, you know,
Yes.
nice girl.
So I am based in the States. I was born here too. I'm a New York girl, down Brooklyn, New York. Yeah, this is where I am. But, Niger always lives within.
Lovely. That's fire. Okay, cool. Cool. And you are in New York, in Brooklyn. Oh, cool. That's dope. Yeah. I mean, I'm in Los Angeles.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, man. So I record the, I'm one of the hosts with the Novex podcast with my main host, Faith. So, you know, we're always looking for, obviously you're in New York, but, you know, one of these days we'll bring you out to Cali so we can really record a podcast in person. But man, it's a pleasure to meet you, man. It's a pleasure to meet you for
It's a pleasure to meet you too. I would absolutely love that. That sounds
yeah.
dope.
So Sudan, if I may
Yeah.
ask, you're a rapper, okay? Because I've listened to some of your song and I vibe to them like, yo, okay. So like tell me what inspired your rap career? Like why did you go for rap? You know, I know you are from Brooklyn and we know New York have some of the finest rapper like Nicki Minaj and Co. So like what was the inspiration behind this rap thing? And did your African parents support you? Because we know how big Nigerian parents are, like you have to go to school, you have to become a doctor. Like how do you just, you know, get this thing started and know you are here right now?
For sure. So I'll be quick. I did start off as a rapper, which I am now, but at 11 years old, I just used to write in my book of rhymes, and my uncle just heard me doing whatever one day, and he's like, "What's going on? What's that?" And I was showing him like, "Oh, I want to rap." And then he took me to the studio. So I made my first rap record at 11 years old. And then from there, it was just fun for me. My uncle used to take me to the studio after school. I would just vibe, make songs, put them on YouTube, just do, crazy shit. I'm sure if you look on YouTube and search up my name, you're gonna find some crazy throwbacks. But when I first took my music career seriously, I did break out making pure Afro beats. Like a lot of people don't know this, but my first real record is called Moving Body. So that was in 2015 that I put that out. And then from there, it's like, okay, music is not like a game anymore. I really want to do this. And yeah, I just was making Afrobeat tracks. I had Moving Body, Akwande, I had What a Feeling, and I had Mad Love. I was dropping records like that. And then when after I dropped Mad Love, I feel like I kind of went viral in Nigeria. During that time, I was traveling back home a lot, home Nigeria. So my stuff, like, you're probably seeing it on TV if you're there or, like, on the bus. And I wanted to actually just stay focused on music. I didn't want to go to school. And my mom told me, if you don't go to college, you know, you're going to lose my support. So I came back to New York to get my marketing degree. And, yeah, I've just been here ever since. And then I'm like, let me try to infuse my rap with the Afro beats because I do love all types of music. So I just went back to kind of what I'm comfortable with. But now I'm very open to integrating the two. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that is good, you know. Like, that's very good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that is a nice one. And we're glad that, you know. So are you going to be missing your rap with Afro beat? Or you're just going to stick to the rap side? Because we know when it comes to, like, Afrobeat, like, the music industry themselves, like, rap don't actually go far like that, you know, like, compared to the R&B and all those, you know, alternative singers. So what are you doing? Are you trying to, like, you know, bring it to Nigeria market with your rap or try to mix it with some Afrobeat?
Definitely mix it with Afrobeats because I know that I can. So I'm more than one type of artist, for sure. And, like, my catalog will kind of show you that. But, yeah, I'm just really in a very experimental phase right now, but I'm open to doing what works, too. So, yeah, expect more Afrobeat tracks from me.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you actually touched on that because, I've been listening to a couple of your songs. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I noticed, you know, you definitely have a different sound. It's like little bit of mixture of different genres, different flows. I think that's good, though. You know, it's a good thing to be yourself, be your own artist, be your own person, for real, because, you know, your own sound got to be unique. You know, question, I love to ask artists this question, just, like, while I have it in my brain. So, like, what's your, obviously, you were born in the States, right? Yeah. Like, what's your goal as, like, personally, as, like, your career goal in terms of being an artist? Like, is it to tap back into the Nigerian market and, or is it to, like, you know, be out here in the diaspora? Because I feel like in the diaspora, we genuinely don't have an artist that's, like, kind of blown. You know, anybody who blows in the Nigerian market, it's Wizkid, Burna Boy, DeVito, they're all born in Nigeria, Ruger, XYZ, Tiwa, Yemi Alade, everybody's just born in this, everyone's from Nigeria. Right. Like, I don't know, so what's your goal? Is it to go back to Nigeria and, like, really invest over there and blow over there, or are you trying to do it over here in the diaspora?
My dream is to do it over here in the diaspora, but I'm not opposed to traveling back home, Nigeria, to, you know, lay the ground roots and really make sure people know who I am. But I want to blow up in the diaspora for sure. I need to put the Yankee babes on. I feel like not just babes, but like guys too. I feel like it's so much young African talent, Nigerian talent in the States that we're just like overlooked or we just like push it aside. So I really just want one of us to just really break that, bridge that gap, and then like bring the others on, because it's too much talent. So many amazing rappers, singers that are born here, but you know, we just get pushed to the corner. I don't like that. So I want to blow in the diaspora for sure.
Okay.
Sure. Nice. No, I agree. All right, Admin, go ahead, man.
If I may ask, are you signed to any record label or you're an independent artist today, like, trying to get things done? Because we know it's very difficult as an independent artist to, like, sponsor your type of music production, videos, marketing, you know, promotion. So are you, like, what is your side of it? Are you signed to a record label or you're an independent artist?
I mean, I would love to be. I'm fully independent. So everything you see is all me. Everything. But yeah, I would love to get signed soon, hopefully. If it's right. Nice. Yeah.
That's awesome. You know, just literally last space, we had Richard Dean and Nigerian artist Tega. That's she's in Lagos. Mm. She's in Lagos, right?
She's in Lagos. Yeah, right? She's in Lagos. Tega's in Lagos.
Yeah, she's in Lagos. Yeah, and like, you know, Richard Dean, she's, you know, Grammy award-winning producer. She's super, super, like, deep when it comes to the music industry. She manages a lot of top Afrobeat artists. And I mean, yeah, she was talking about, you know, when it comes to people, whether it's owning their masters, record deal, like, I mean, some people sign god-awful deals.
Yeah.
But, like, so do you have, management? Do you have just for context, you know, because a lot of people are going to, with our Twitter spaces, you know, we upload it as podcasts. So a lot of people are going to be listening back to this. So you've been doing music for a while, yes. It seems like, you know, maybe your family. So I'm sure you've had a lot of insight and a lot of guidance. But, you know, when it comes to that record deal, is there something that specifically that you're looking for? Like, is it a type of deal? Omo, I hope Nobi 360
no,
deal.
No, we don't want that. We don't want that.
Yeah, man.
We don't want that. So I'm fully independent and I do not have any management. And I feel like in terms of my ideal deal, like I would have to really sit down with a lawyer to make sure I'm not getting screwed. Like I'm truly an artist. I really love the craft. I love making music. It's such a fun thing to me that, you know, whoever is handling the business aspect of it, I'll be very involved because at the end of the day, it is my career. You never want to be too relaxed, especially when it comes to your stuff. But at the same time, I just really would love to be able to focus on art without having to look over my shoulder or just being afraid that the people I'm working with don't have the best interest for me. So maybe an ideal deal would just be like, yes, me owning my masters, but also knowing what to do with those masters. You can own it, but like, do you know what to do with it? So like, just having, if I have to share that, I would like to own it, but if I have to share that, I would want somebody who's knowledgeable and who's not trying to screw me over. But yeah.
Love it, love it. That's great. No, mm-hmm. I agree. I definitely agree. Yeah, owning your masters is very important. You know, quick question. I kind of want to switch gears a little bit. Just in terms of, like, you know, your personal growth and, you know, your personal life, just so people can get more mm-hmm. context on who you are. You're my babe, Sudan. In general, how do you manage your time and, you know, just maintain balance with everything you do? Like, when it comes to music and personal life, how do you do that? Like, what does that look like for you?
I feel like you really need to live life, especially, you know, artists that, you know, we're grinding up. We do have our 9-to-5s. So, you know, we do need to go to work, make sure we put food on the table, make sure we can feed ourselves and invest in our music. So there's that. And I also try to squeeze in time with my friends, my family especially, because that's what grounds you or even gives you inspiration. Like, my friends be saying some crazy shit. And I'm like, girl, I'm putting that in my song. Like, you know. So it's just nice that just being, making sure you're present, going out, which I need to do more. I'm such a like homebody, but just go out with your friends, hang around your family, you know, and bring it back to the music. Like, how can it inspire you? What did you hear that you liked? You know, so that's pretty much how I manage my time, work, friends, family, no boyfriend yet. And, you know, I just bring it back to the music. Yeah.
Okay. That is good to know. You know, in our last piece, we have one of the lawyer for artists from New York. I could not even remember her name. She was willing to, like, you know, work with artists like you guys that don't have management, you know, set up some things, you know, get this right. And unfortunately for me, I could not even remember her name to bring her up for this space today.
Her name was Marvelous.
Marvelous, yes. She's based in New York, right?
New York as well, yeah. I think she's an entertainment lawyer with, I want to say Def Jam, but I can't remember mm-hmm. where she, I can't remember who she's with. Yeah, she joined the last space, but we'll definitely connect you guys. And we'll, vice versa, we'll send her your information and we'll send you her information as well. So, yeah.
Oh, I would love that. Yeah, I would definitely love that. Yeah.
Yeah. So my next question, right? Mm-hmm. We dropped an EP like about some months ago, right?
Mm-hmm. Last year, yeah. 2023. Yeah. November.
So
yeah.
What was the inspiration? Yeah. What was the inspiration behind your EP? You know, and what really inspired you for you to write those music? Because I listened to like 5 or 6 music out of it. And I was really vibey to, like, you know. So,
oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm so happy. Yeah,
there are some were actually catchy, mm-hmm. you know, like Juicy, what's the title of that song? There are some that was, you know. So I really want to know what was the inspiration behind your songs and how do you come about writing them and, you know, naming them based on it? Is it the things you are going through at that particular moment, or you just know what? Let me just write.
Literally, at that moment, the whole EP is called The Juicy Era. And I feel like that's the stage where, or an era in a woman's life where she's just really stepping into herself. She knows herself. She's learning herself, at least. She feels sexy. She feels confident. She feels like the baddest bitch in the world. And that's just what that whole EP essentially was about. Like, you're going through things, but you still, you know, you're still packaging yourself. You're still trying to move throughout the day. You're still being positive and open-minded. So during that time of my life, like, I was just coming out of, you know, I want to say like a darkness, and I'm not going to let that drag me down. Like, I refuse, you know what I'm saying? So in true Nigerian fashion, I'm like, I have to carry myself, carry first. Like, so that's just what that whole EP is about. Sudan's Joint, Homicide Detective. I'm talking my shit on it. Can I curse? I'm just dropping bombs.
Come on, of course.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. This is a free space.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right.
Don't worry. After we're just letting you talk now. After, when we start bringing people on for questions, that's when you will see Pepe. That's when you'll see this space is free. You'll see.
Okay. Good. I just wanted to know. But yeah, that really, the Executive Gingera. That's like my favorite record on the whole EP. I'm a Sagittarius, and I feel like I needed a Sagittarius soundtrack. And I feel like that song gives that. Then you got Freaky For You.
You're a Sagittarius? What's your birthday?
I'm November 30.
Come on.
You too?
You said November 30?
Yeah, I'm a November Sag.
See, you're not like purebred though. I'm December 15th.
Let's sidetrack real quick. Why y'all be saying that? First, like, we don't kick off the whole season, the whole sign. Like,
nah, it hits different when you're in December. That's like, oh, the sun's line up. Come on now, you know about that.
Oh, please.
The sun lines up in December, man. Man. Yeah. You know, I'm glad you said that. Matter of fact, how old are you?
Sure, I'll share. I'm 26.
26? Okay. I could have guessed that. You look pretty young.
Thank you. Should I have packaged old 19?
Nah. Nah, hey man, that's good though. Shit, you do a lot of things as a 26-year-old, man. You're trying to take over the world, girl. That's
Thank
good,
you.
Though.
Thank you so much.
Mm. Hello, Naija.
Really good, man. Hey. Really good. What
My friend from India, please don't speak yet, okay? We're gonna bring you up, okay?
Daddy?
Chidi, don't you know I have big fans from India?
Okay. Oh, I'm missing you.
Aww.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
I actually kind of want to take a second to just, you know, say what's up to everybody in the chat, say what's up to everybody listening. Mr. AB, Sammy, Majid Dadi, Chinese, Kim Ebube, Alex Sunday. Everyone's getting love. Everyone's getting a shout out. Lo, Ade, Victory, Obe, Ekwe, Anyano. Oh, shit. Sorry, I don't want to butcher your name. My bad. Ekwe. Adiola, let me see, Sweets, Abiola, Shasha, Mayor of Arsenal, ha, this Arsenal guy, Jesus, I don't know, you might have to change your name, I can't lie, Kyle, T. Hawkins, Jayemi, MX, Hyas, and LMO, thank you guys for joining, thank you guys for supporting, everybody, please, take a second. Follow Sudan. She's literally just getting started on her long journey as a musician.
Yes, I
so, you know, follow her now. Follow her now before you won't get followed back. Oh, I beg. Admin, please follow Amo. We need follow back. Please, man.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We'll keep posting our songs. You know, we'll keep promoting that because we are for Nigeria, for our community, for both diaspora and people at home to connect ourselves together and also push our brand, you know, because we want to get to the top, okay? And we're going to do it. We'll support you. We'll keep showing love. You're an amazing artist and you have a lot of music to give us for us to dance into, like, you know, enjoy ourselves.
Yeah.
So my next question to you right now is, what is your goal for this year? This is 2025, this is just January. What is your plan? Are you thinking of making more music video, getting to Nigeria radio airplay, you know, those kind of stuff, Nigeria television? What is your plan for this year?
Yes, definitely. I want to make more music and I want to collab with more people in the States, especially more African kids like myself, you know, that I just want all of us to join heads and just make some crazy shit, really break the barriers. Like, I love what they're doing abroad, like in Nigeria. I like what's going on over there. So I want us to apply that same energy to ourselves here and just, you know, really step outside the bounds, make good music, give great visuals, and just eat it up. Now I'm saying.
That's good. Yeah, I understand. So have you have the opportunity to work with any Nigeria artist, you know, like?
Yes, I actually have. But this is a song that hasn't come out. I worked with Alhaji Orezi like years ago, but we just didn't put out the song. Who else? I worked with Chris Beats before. I don't know if you know who that is.
Yeah, of course I do.
Yeah. So I worked with those two, like I was really young when I was like in the studio with them, and then the records ended up not coming out, but I just got to see firsthand like their work ethic and how it looks to be hungry, a hungry artist who really wants it. Like, so I was just absorbing all of that information, and yeah.
Okay.
I want to work with more.
So what like... Every artist do go through their phase of rebrand, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So for them to like get to the next top level they want to be. So what is your goals? Like, what are you trying? Like, what is your rebranding strategy? How do you want to like accomplish all you set out to do? Like, you know, between that and also in the nearest future.
Well, I will be honest. I feel like I've rebranded like 100 times. Like, I'm just doing what I'm discovering. Every time I try something, I'm just learning myself, discovering myself on a new level. So I really just want to keep showing Nigeria in a positive light. We have beautiful people, beautiful women. We bosses too. We strong. I want to keep putting on for my country and also really highlighting the States. I'm from New York. Like, I feel like New York is very amazing culture over here. So I want to highlight that too. Like, these are the two cultures that basically made me. So I definitely want to keep showcasing that in a positive light.
Okay, that is good. Okay, so I understand you want to rebrand. You also want to push both culture, both the Nigeria culture and the New York culture, which is, you know, it's very great. It's very good. Okay.
Mm.
And over there, right, what have been the most difficult moment for you as an artist? Like, what would be the most difficult phase of you being an independent artist, you know?
It's always...
Is it the creative...
Mm-hmm. Yeah? Sorry, go ahead. Let me
Is it the creative aspect or the fund aspect or every aspect of it that have been a little bit, like, overwhelming to you?
It's not overwhelming. It's just creating the music is very fun to me. I love creating the music. I love putting visuals together. The most difficult challenge I'll say myself and other artists probably have is just the finances, really, and actually putting yourself in front of the audience that will receive you. So, like, that's where I feel like it's really tough for a lot of us. You know, we put our blood, sweat, and tears into the song. We gave the best visuals we could give with our budget. And then it's like sometimes you do, and it's like, damn, when are people going to see it? And then I feel like when they say create content, like a lot of people start doing things that's not necessarily true to themselves. Content is very good, but you don't want to like do things that's like, it's okay to be cringe, but then you see a lot of people not being themselves because they're trying to go viral. They're trying to do what, you know, like they're just trying too hard. And I feel like when I'm watching the video, the same way I could tell other people can feel that this is not you. Like, you're trying too hard. So that's, it gets hard. Like, balancing what should I be doing next? Like, is there more that I can be doing here that's actually true to myself, that I'm not losing myself in the process? So I feel like we all go through that.
Nah, for sure. Okay. Sure. Yeah. Ah, good point. Hey, that's deep. I can't even lie. Let me, please, I beg y'all. I beg.
You have to show our guests some love, okay? I want to give one of the speaker a chance to ask you a question. I can see his hands up.
Yeah.
I check his bio. He's an independent artist like you. Maybe I have one or two things to say. So, please, if you can hear me, you can unmute yourself and ask your question. I can see your hands up already.
I'm so grateful for giving me the opportunity to like be here today on this space. I just went through your profile, Subo. Like, I don't know if I'm correct. I just went through your profile, and to be honest, you're doing an amazing job as an independent artist. For real.
Oh, and thank you. Thank you so much.
You're doing an amazing job, bro. And the main thing is for you to just stay consistent on the journey. It's definitely gonna pay off. You understand,
thank you
bro?
So much.
You said you don't have a manager, right?
No, I don't.
So you have a lawyer?
No.
So I would advise you to get a lawyer.
Get a lawyer? Okay.
Yeah. You're out there in the United States, right?
Yes, I am.
So you don't need a manager. Once you have a lawyer can still serve as a manager.
Okay.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
A lawyer can still serve as a manager. So one thing, in terms of featuring artists, like nowadays, artists with, should I say, there may be artists that you are doing better than that they have managers, but you actually want to like have a collaboration with them. But due to the fact that you are independent, you have no manager, you have no lawyer, it's definitely going to be hard for you to collaborate with that artist. You know, there are some artists whereby they will have management and they will have record labels, but a lot of some independent artists are doing better than them.
That's true.
Most of these independent artists don't have lawyers. They don't have managers. So imagine you are an independent artist and you're trying to like collaborate with an artist with a manager or a lawyer or management, it's not gonna be easy for you to do that. Trust me, because one, nowadays managers of an artist don't want to speak with another artist. They want to speak with your manager. I don't know if you get my point.
No, I do for sure. I see it firsthand. Yeah.
So they don't want to speak with artists. I encountered an issue. Something like this back then, where I had them. I based in Ghana, you understand?
Okay.
I've been able to, like, you know, create my own sound here and, you know, explore and, you know, just try to blow up from here, you understand? So there's this artist that I try to, like, put on my song. He's actually big out here in Ghana. But the fact is that what really caused the issue is that he actually loved the song and he wanted to be on the song. But due to the fact that I had no manager and I had no lawyer, it was really hard for me to put him on my song. Because his manager was like, whoa, you're an independent artist and you can pull this kind of thing out. Like, I know you, like, you're an artist. I see your profile. I see your Instagram. I see you are real. But we can't work with you because you don't have a manager and a lawyer. You see that?
Yeah.
Right.
You get
that. Yeah, DeAndre. Thanks. Yeah, that's a great context, man. Thanks a lot.
You need a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you
thanks for the lawyer. Hey, DeAndre, thanks for the great context. We're gonna keep the questions
right.
And you know, just
thank you.
Like about a all minute.
Right, all right.
No, thanks a lot though. Definitely appreciate that.
No problem.
Let's see. Yeah, overall, I think, hey, Admin, we like to keep these spaces at about an hour. We're about halfway through. So we like to segment it. Obviously, right, a lot of people have gotten to know you and a lot of people have questions. A lot of people are asking questions, whether it's under the space and just requesting to speak. So, Mr. President, Ekemena, Prince Clever, the loyal chief, man. I don't know if you have any questions. I think you had your hand up earlier for Sudan, but yeah, if you have any questions, man, feel free. Let's keep the questions to 30 seconds to a minute, you know, so we can have her answer the question very directly. Mr. President, are you there?
Oh yeah, I'm here, my brother. Thank you very much, Shidi. You've been an amazing co-host, man.
Thank you. Of course, man. Thanks for joining, bro. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so I have no question for the artist, but I've been to our profile too, and then I'm just going through it. Well, my thoughts could be, if you could get in contact with Don Jazzy, probably you could get more grants with making good music with us over here. That's my thoughts.
Hopefully soon. I would love that. You know, that would be dope. Sure. Imagine.
It could be a very good experience.
For sure. Yeah. And man, Sudan, honestly, like, we're just in Niger Nation as a whole, right? We're working to grow the brand. It's been a consistent journey for the last 3 or so years. And you know, we plan on having different shows here in the States, different events here in the States, just to, again, you know, really grow audience, grow the diaspora sound, right? Because, again, like, we don't get nearly enough love in the Nigerian music industry, artists like you. And you know, I think it starts with having more events here. It's not just about, you know, events December in Lagos. It's like, you know, things are really oversaturated then, but, you know, just consistency. So just putting it out there in advance, right? Where that's one thing we're really working on, whether it's conferences or just different engagements and, you know, getting you to perform at different locations. That's what we're ultimately here to help with, ultimately. Let's see.
That's fire. Please, you know you could call me for any of them, right?
Oh, Omar, of course. Now, don't worry.
Don't hesitate. Nope. Yeah.
We're going to start off with bringing you out here to LA to get you on a podcast, but no worries. We'll get you.
I love that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Admin, whoever you want to speak next, go ahead, take the floor, Admin. Let's see. Mr. AB, go ahead. You can go ahead and unmute your mic. I see you raise your hand.
Okay.
But introduce yourself. Anything you got for Sudan? Let's keep it 30 seconds to a minute. And yeah, floor is yours, man.
Okay. Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening, Subo.
How you doing? I'm good.
My question is, some few questions. I want to know what genre of music are you into?
Okay, it's kind of breaking. You're asking me what genre?
Yeah.
Alrighty. I'm definitely influenced by a little bit of all of it. I really love Afrobeats. I'm a big hip hop fan, love rap, and I love house music. So you definitely hear those three influences in my music for sure.
Okay. Another set of advice that I need to talk about is the aspect of, I was into music, I think, years ago, but based on a lot of things that just made me to just quit the music and other things. But like then,